locals will know of the Auberge Lakeview Inn in the heart of Knowlton on Victoria Street. The Lakeview Inn, which is considered a historic building, was built in 1874 by Loyalists. The inn first welcomed people traveling by stagecoach and eventually by train with the arrival of the railroad. It was then that the inn quickly grew popular. The Lakeview Inn has a dining room inspired by Victorian architecture, and local resident Shelley Coderre, who has been working at the Lakeview Inn on and off for the past 10 years, recognized an opportunity to create a special experience for those that walk through its doors. Everyone, welcome to the Tiffany Tea Room. Good day, listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure, and as always, you are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. So Shelley, can you please start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself? Have you always been like an entrepreneurial person, I guess I could say?
Obviously, yes. I first started years ago because I've been in Knowlton more than 50 years. Don't ask my age. I worked in many boutiques. That was my first thing. And I've always knew that I'd love to be my own boss. There's no question about that. I really do like to be my own boss and create my own fantasy world. I worked also as a teacher in kindergarten at Saint-Édouard for 10 years. And then got married, had my children, took my interior designer course. And I opened a little boutique in Bonneville. Unfortunately, it didn't work out very well. And came back working for Van Vuzines, which is the owner of the Lakeview. So basically, I've been on and off when he needs me for 10 years. Okay. And the Lakeview is my love. I love every inch of this place. In the last 3 years, I've planned in my head everything that would happen in this particular room. So this is the dining room.
Yeah, what we're sitting in right
now. We're sitting in the dining room. And honestly, I didn't have much to do. I mean, look at this room. It is absolutely perfect. It's beautiful. It takes you back in time.
That Victorian architecture.
Absolutely gorgeous. So basically, all I had to do is get some cups of tea and just, you know, rearrange a few things. And here we are. So the whole idea behind Tiffany's Tea Room, we've all gone through a lot in the last 3 years, and COVID has hit everybody in a different way. And I thought, where could we possibly go and to have some quiet time and get out of the house and forget the negative things that's been going around? And working here in the evenings and showing people around, which they absolutely enjoyed, I got that urge to do a tea room. And every client that walked in, they said, oh, this is such a good idea. So it took 3 years. And I'm actually happy that it took those 3 years because it's a lot of work. A lot of work.
And essentially the owner of the Lakeview was on board with your...
He was on board.
With your plan.
Especially when I named the tea room after his daughter.
Oh, that's where you got the name from.
That's where it comes from. So okay. Tiffany comes from Van as daughter's name. So then, and she's absolutely gorgeous. So it's, this room is beautiful and it just, I will hope that it will continue on. So that's it.
And so what does it offer to those that walk through the doors of this beautiful dining room? And like, do you prepare everything yourself? Because there's tea, but there's other things as well, right?
I do offer snacks and little sandwiches. So yes, I prepare everything at home. Then I bring here, and the finishing touches are done here. And so, of course, scones and cream puffs and little sweets and, you know, those beautiful little sandwiches, your egg salad and your cucumber. And then I offer, you know, sometimes for the gentleman, the ham and cheese that is a little bit more, you know, substantial. So people appreciate that.
And I'm just curious, why tea? Like, and why did you choose this type of theme? Why did it just fit in with the setting? Like, why did your mind land on this idea?
It just spoke to me. Every time I walked in here, it just felt, this is a tea room. Yeah. This has to be used again. And people have to remember how things were done properly, because this type of, you know, of setting, you're not going to see every day. You know, if you don't come and experience it, you'll never know what is the high tea or low tea or whatever, but you enjoy this moment. You really do.
And have you become like a tea expert through setting up this?
I am far from being an expert. Far from that. But my goal is to improve in everything that I do. So this is what's going to happen down the road is I'm hoping eventually right now it's the tea bags, but I would really like to get more teapots and just really get very, very high quality tea. That's my goal.
What do you hope to accomplish with the Tiffany Tea Room? You're mentioning how you want to, you know, find quality tea and continue expanding. Do you hope to do events here? Do you hope to make it something more?
Events? Absolutely. Because people are seeking places to be. And also, again, the environment. Just this room is so beautiful. It has to be used again. People have to live in here. It's so sad. All these beautiful buildings that are being left behind. Yeah. And this should be lived in. And that's one way is with the events.
Yeah. Like you said, like the whole point of this is to bring people together. So it's really just creating this space where people do feel welcomed and they do have a place they can go when they need one.
Exactly. and for sure. And whoever walks through the door, they always feel welcome. And this is what I want. I want people to forget, you know, the hurt and everything and just enjoy a few hours with no one rushing you. You can take as much time. You can stay here, as long as you want. Another thing is that even if you come by yourself, bring a good book. I mean, could you imagine sitting by the window and just, you know, sipping your tea and maybe this lady will bring you something sweet, never know.
it's trying to immerse yourself into the experience of being here, basically, exactly. Is what you want people to do.
Absolutely.
And I'm curious, where have you gotten your lovely teacups and teapots and little plates? It's reminiscent of that time period. And I'm really curious as to where you found all of this.
Okay. This teapot and the dishes, I have a whole set and that was for my Aunt Geraldine. So when my Aunt Geraldine passed, I was the lucky one that inherited her dishes.
Antiques.
Well, especially the dishes, I did get the teapot and the beautiful dishes and teas. And I did buy some. The one that you have and the one that I have right now are gifts. This gentleman, I told a friend of mine, if your friend is looking for teacups, I have many to give away. So this wonderful man, I showed up at his house and the table was full of cups and he said, choose whatever you want. And I was in awe. And I thought, I want them all. They're so beautiful. So every day I drink my tea in a different teacup and I absolutely enjoy it. So that's it. But I'm still looking for teapots. So if people are, want a second life or, if you sell them, not too expensive, I probably would buy them.
When the tea room is open, which it's open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Do you have the opportunity to just be here and be in this space with the people that come in here? And do you converse with them? And do you like create relationships with these people that come in here?
You wouldn't believe it. I've already made many friends, many friends, people that are going to be coming every Friday. And it is, I don't know, there's an attraction, I think, is the people feel so thankful that they have a different place to go. I mean, obviously, you can go to Tim Hortons, you can go, to these places, which is fast.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for. But what you're getting here is the atmosphere.
The feel of everything.
Exactly. Exactly. it's a healing. I feel myself, even if I'm not busy, I'll sit down, go through my magazines, go through new recipes, and I feel that I'm healing. So it's bringing a lot of good things in my life and also in the people's lives also.
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy with it.
It's very rare to find yourself in a space where you feel like you're being taken back to the Victorian era.
Exactly. There was someone last year that came in and I showed them around and they said, this is beautiful. I'd love to buy a place like this. And other people have said, I'd like to buy this place and build some condos. And I thought, you know what? That's never going to happen. I will be in front of that bulldozer and there's no way you're going to go forward. Ever.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention, Shelley, about the Tiffany Tea Room, perhaps your hours so that people know when they can pop in.
I certainly can give you the hours and my phone number. So yeah. My name is Shelley Carrere. And my phone number is 450-531-4940. And we are open Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 10 to 5. And if ever you have an event, you can come and see me and we can plan something. And of course, especially for the evenings, there would be an extra fee for the rent of the room. I would love to do that. And another little thing I'd like to mention is, one of the first questions you asked me, I have more ideas of things that I'd like to do here that still go with the, but I cannot tell. But my wish is definitely for the tea room. Once I'm up and going for another attempt of mine, or another idea that I have, would be that Tiffany takes over the tea room. That I think would be truly, truly the best thing that could happen, is that she falls in love with serving people. Because obviously not everyone likes to serve people. I do. I really enjoy serving people, and it's not hard for me. It's what I love doing. So I'm hoping that she will, you know, kind of want to go that way, and I'll give her all my recipes and, and of course all my cups except for the one that belongs to Aunt Geraldine. So it would be her inheritance from me.
Yeah, to continue the tradition here at the Lakeview.
I would love that.
Yeah. And has she been yet? Has she seen this room?
She hasn't seen it all dressed up. So I'm very, very anxious, but eventually we will have a great opening day, and she will be a very important guest. So people will get to meet the beautiful Tiffany.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shelley, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.